The ZM Podcast Network.
I'm having a party.
Woo!
A party for two.
I'm having a party.
Welcome to the after party, everybody. What a fun way to kick it off.
God, you know the worst thing about a party?
What?
When you turn up to a party and you realise you've got to do a poo.
Oh, go home.
That's never happened to
what
me.
What do you mean, go home?
Do not poo at someone else's party. Do not.
Oh, what? Come on.
As if.
Do
come on.
Not.
It's a normal thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going home
it is
ruining
it is
my
a,
night.
It is a normal thing. It is a normal thing, but it should be done in the privacy of your own home.
No.
Nah.
There are other things that are normal too.
Well, it's not like I planned.
Like masturbation.
I knew
but you shouldn't do that
it.
At someone's
don't
party.
Taking a poo.
No, masturbation is a choice.
Exactly.
Taking a
so
poo.
So is doing a poo at someone else's
no,
party.
It's, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's
no,
not.
No, you know your body. You know your body.
Sometimes.
And if you're going to shit your pants and you're not feeling well, go home. But if it's a normal plop.
And you just plop, need to get it out of your system. You
fine.
Think I'm going to go home and
fine.
Ruin my whole night? Absolutely
so
freaking
stay there,
not.
So stay there and ruin everyone else's night.
How is it going to ruin everyone else's
you
night?
You stink out the bathroom.
You must oh drop open. The dirtiest deuces in the world if you think it's going to ruin the whole party. Like, what are you doing
yeah,
in there?
You stinky boy. You just
you,
open the window.
You,
no, you open the window. You spray the spray.
You do the yeah.
You
do
the
courteous the courteous thing. You brush the toilet down. You spray the sprays.
Claudia's on my side.
Yeah, I don't want poops in my house.
You guys need
oh
to.
Gosh,
you guys
I'm not
need
shame
to check
you for
yourself.
Doing it.
Go to the gas station.
Go to like a restaurant or something.
You know, it's an unhealthy relationship you have with pooing, both of you.
It's not
both
my poo that I
I'm going to talk seriously to you guys now, though, because you can pass that unhealthy obsession down to your children.
No, but I don't.
I don't have kids, so.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And my dog's all good with it.
I am very aware of that.
You know, like, you don't want them growing up thinking, like, it's they need to be, like, ashamed of it if they need to do a poo at a party.
A kid doing a poo at a party is very different to an adult
would,
showing
though.
Up with 10 pals and going, where's the crapper? I need to drop a cable.
No,
it's the same.
Everyone.
No, but imagine if your daughters grow up and they're so, like, anxious. They mm-hmm. get to a party and for some reason their body clocks out and they go, oh, I need to do a poo. Oh, I'm going to go. I need to go home.
My 16-year-old daughter came back early from a party and I was like, what's wrong? And she goes, I need to do a poo. And I'd go, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm at a girl.
No, that's fucked up.
Now go upstairs to your own toilet. So
no,
I don't,
don't talk to me anymore
that's
about
toxic,
it.
That's toxic
do you know
pooing
what?
Behavior.
Guess what? I was in the toilet today, and guess what? I let out a big plop. I'm proud of it. Girl next to me, next door.
In the office.
Plop. Yeah.
Yeah, I
no,
poo
in
the office.
Toilet.
If
no,
I
like,
need to.
That is a normal thing.
People who do audible poos at work are yuck.
I will poo where I need to poo.
Well,
but
I'm
not gonna I do it with common courtesy.
Yep.
I nest.
What does that mean?
You make a nest.
You make a
in
little
the
basket
toilet.
Out of the
like
toilet.
I'm not
so
I'm
it
not
lands and it doesn't go.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Doesn't splash.
And to avoid skitties on the toilet. Like I'm being courteous about it. You know what I learnt today, or it was yesterday actually, that you know how obviously at work you've got your favourite toilet that you go to in the stalls.
Yeah.
Like, and if your first pick's taken, you'll have a second pick.
Yeah, I very rarely use the stall, but yeah.
Bloody Megan, who works here, told me that my favourite toilet is the poo toilet.
Which one is yours?
Oh, is it the furry?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that is the poo toilet.
Why is that the poo toilet?
Because it feels the most private, I guess.
Far away.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why
in the corner.
I like it. Why is everyone dropping deuces in my
Every
toilet?
Every time I go in there, I literally have to about face and leave because there's so much going on in there.
Well, I never go in there when there's obviously bad stuff going on in there. But
yeah, those toilets get blocked up a lot.
That's because they're in-cone toilets.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they're ear
It makes
friendly.
It sound like we have long drops at our work. We don't, but you have to hold the flush for longer.
They don't
toilets.
Have a strong flush on
you
them.
No, you've got to hold it for 5 seconds.
Spoonful of
but
bark
people
on
don't.
Top.
People
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, they don't.
A great way I bonded with my boyfriend's flatmates was because my poop wasn't flushing, and so it became a flat quest to get it
That's
to flush.
Fucked up,
that is my worst nightmare.
Same.
Do you know what? Now I know them. They're great. Jason, love you.
Nah. Jason.
Bonded. No, I don't want to involve bonded. Other
Jason,
people.
Jason, that's above and beyond the
I,
call of duty.
I will figure
Wait,
out
I
my own.
We were vibing
no,
here.
No, like I see what you're
You've
saying.
You've just been pushed out of.
But I just don't. I don't want other people involved in my shittiness.
Well, they didn't, no, they didn't.
You should have seen on the weekend.
You know she will be. You know what she will be.
What?
When her and her boyfriend move in together, she'll be a number twos with the door open.
Oh, 100%. Already sure. am.
Nah, that's not me.
And
no,
I make,
that's too I far. You got to keep a little bit.
Nah. I make my sister sit there outside.
Nah,
what?
That's fucked up,
sit
man.
Sit down and we chat.
Like I would, like I know yeah, my limits, and chat. That is no.
We just chat.
Even in our house, we have the Chamber of Secrets, and if you need to poo, you go to the Chamber of Secrets.
I'd shower with the door open.
And it's called the Chamber of Secrets for a reason.
Nah, man. I reckon you just open it.
Nah. You should have seen. Of this started, and now it's like, nah, too far.
Nah, that's too far. You should have seen on the weekend, and you'll hear about it on today's podcast, where I overestimated my skills in tiling a kitchen splashback. But my partner and I, we were like however many hours into this project. Like, we were fucking tired. And Sophia was, like, sitting up on the bench and I'm kind of, like, nuzzled in next to her and we're kind of trying to hold these tiles up and, like, it's a two-person job. And so just picture this. She's sitting up on the bench, right? She's sitting up, like, high on the bench because she's, like, having to get into the corner. And then my face is kind of, like, in her area.
Oh, my word.
And she decides that she will drop the biggest fart.
Nah.
And she's not normally like that, but honestly, I nearly wet myself laughing because we were so tired and so, like, over it. But I just was like, that was a fucking hate crime from you.
She saw her opportunity.
She saw it and took it
for
all the times.
I would and could never, but I understand how.
But it was very funny.
I get it.
We laughed a lot.
It's not for me.
So funny.
It's not for me.
You know what? Funny. It was the only laugh we had that day.
Oh,
the rest was tears.
It was a big day.
Fuck. It was terrible.
the joys.
Let's go.
A different personality.
Let's go home. I need to do a poo.
Fair.
I'm having a party. A party for.
I already did one during that podcast, actually.
Play. Zedding's Brand Clint.
On Insta, Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on Zedding.